Hey, story seekers, it's Nisha, and you are now listening to Nisha's Open Diary, where the stories are real and the tea is all about me. Welcome to Nisha's Open Diary. Today is Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. I am Nisha, and you are now listening to Nisha's Open Diary, where my story times are true and my experiences are real. Today's story time is about the time my best friend came to visit me, where I was betrayed by my best friend and my son's father showed up with the police. What is an op? An op is someone who is viewed as an adversary or someone who has conflict or disagreement with you. Be a friend, not an op, bitch. This is the one person I never thought would switch up on me. What is a backstabber? A backstabber is a traitor or hypocrite, such as a coworker or friend assumed trustworthy but figuratively attacks when one's back is turned. What they do? They slide them in your face. This experience still invokes a lot of anger and emotion out of me because, bitch, how dare you? This is the thing that really did it for me. But let's back up a little bit because I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself. So, after I had my son, I thought that the damage was done and that I could just, you know, bring my son's father in the house to lay up with me, have sex in my room. That had now become my bedroom / nursery. And that wasn't the case because my stepdad snapped and told me not to have him up in my room carrying on and doing all that stuff or whatever. And he told my son's father to get the fuck out of his house. And so they are arguing and damn near about to fight, come to blows. And I'm in between them and I'm upset and I'm mad because he's telling him to leave. And he is there with me and his baby. And I'm getting the attitude and I'm saying smart stuff or whatever too or whatever, even though I know it's his house. And so he told me if I didn't like it, I could leave too. I was mad as hell because now he gonna go lay up with somebody else because you done made him leave where he needed to be and wanted to be at the time. So after my son's father left, we argued because I was pissed because now he gonna go be with some other bitch. He told me if I couldn't abide by his rules or his house, there was the door. So I packed me and my son's stuff with nowhere to go and left. So I ended up in the very last place on earth I thought I would ever end up. I never thought I would be staying here, but I ended up staying with my baby's father's mother. Unfortunately, after all the stuff this lady had already done and said, but for me, it was a temporary situation until I got my own place. So now I'm living at the house where I used to get snuck up into the attic to have sex in. His mother allowed me to stay there. My son's father lived there and his brother too. And I was very uncomfortable. Because I'm now in the house with the very people who have been scrutinizing me, tearing me down, treat me less than, causing me undue stress, judging me, you name it. More so, my son's father was there. And I'm not going to lie, I was happy as hell to be in the house with him. I was thinking, okay, maybe this is going to really make things come together. It's going to make us jail. It's going to make us become a family. Maybe this is going to make him really want to be with me. I don't know. Stupid me. More so, my son's father was at the point to where he thought he just had him some in-house pussy that he could pick up and fuck whenever he wanted to. Like I was a toy he could play with whenever he felt like playing with me. Oh, but he didn't care. And he made it clear to me that we were not together. He was so hot and cold. And I was confused a lot because I didn't know what to think. Because one minute you acting like you want to be with me, next minute you just cold shoulder. Like it didn't make sense to me. And back then, I used to be confused. I used to really confuse his thinking he loved me with the sex we was having, because the emotions was all over the place, because he used to play a lot of mind games too. And I used to think that his having sex with me was equal to him loving me. God, I was so naive and I was so gullible. I remember this one night we had sex in the room that I was staying in with our son. And his mother's room was directly right next to that one. Like the wall, you know, the wall. It was only a wall connecting those two rooms. And my son wasn't in the room with me that night. He was in his grandma's room sleeping with her. And my son's father came in the room with me and we had sex. And I had my first ever orgasm. I didn't even tell him I had an orgasm. My entire body shut down. I couldn't move. It was like I was paralyzed, but still coherent. I couldn't talk. I couldn't move. I was just there. And after we finished, he got up and he went back in the living room on the couch. I went and showered and got back in the bed. And then I hear him on the phone a little while later talking to another female. And trust me, it was another female, because ain't no way he was talking to no dude the way he was talking. I had tiptoed to the door and I opened it enough to hear his conversation. And then after I had heard so much of it, my feelings was hurt. I was crushed. And then I closed the door, tiptoed back to the bed and started crying. A few days go by and his mother then tells me she's moving and I can stay there because her Section 8 will cover the house or whatever. So me and her grandson could have a place to stay. She left all her furniture and everything and she moved into another house. Obviously, it took a little, maybe some weeks or whatever until her to get this together. But she moved into another house directly across the street. But the thing is, she forgot two things she left there. Like, girl, why you ain't take that with you? She left her sons. She left my baby father and his brother there too. Like, what's going on? Which is why I don't trust her even still, because you try to make it look like you was trying to do good and give me a place to stay and stuff or whatever. But why would you leave them there? If you was giving this house to me and your grandson, why they there? Me and your son ain't in a relationship. Why would you leave your other son here? Like, that don't even work. Why you leave him here? Because she knew that they was going to try to force me out of there and she could just come back over there. But she wanted to make it look like she made an effort to try to help me. However, she left them there. And then I wanted them to leave. And then the get out started. And by the get out, I mean my baby's father and his brother started doing all type of stuff to try to make me leave. And one day my son's uncle literally pulled his penis out and started peeing in like a huge house plant. It was in this huge planter sitting on the living room floor. And he pulled his penis out and started peeing in there. And I was like, okay, they was doing all type of stuff that would make me want to not stay there. They kept doing these things to force me out, which is crazy because he didn't even care if his son had a place to live. And a great uncle who didn't care if his nephew had a roof over his head. I would literally hear them in the living room conspiring to get me out. And they basically just wanted the house for a whole house so they could bring females up in there and have sex with them and party and kick it and all that type of stuff. And I was in the way. So eventually I got tired of it and they won because I left. And I went to stay with my best friend who had her own apartment that she shared with her cousin. I stayed with them for a little while and everything was cool when I was staying with them or whatever. But I eventually ended up returning to live with family, my cousin, as I stated in a previous story time. In the midst of all of this going on, my friendship is also changing. It's still ever changing, at least from my end anyway. So, as I was staying with my best friend, I had met the guy who would become my husband. Also, the feud with my son's father, which never really died down or ended, it really reignited. And we were going through it. And at that point, I was staying with my cousin and he didn't know where I was living or where his son was, because I had shook him again. Like, I had dropped communication after all what his brother did and him and his brother did. I had just shook all communication. I wasn't abiding by the court order visitation or none of that. I was just trying to dip out, fly under the radar, not deal with him. None of that. So he didn't know where I was. He didn't know where his son was. And in between all of this, I was dating my new boyfriend. And I started spending most of my time with him and my son. And I began to see my best friend less and less, distancing myself from her more and more because she wasn't acting like the friend that I knew. And at the time, I was like, if Sasha wants my place as her best friend, she can have it. So I went from seeing my best friend on a daily to seeing her every now and then. And one day, my best friend came to visit me at my cousin's house because she didn't even know where I was staying at that point. She had never been over there, didn't know where the house was, the address, none of that. Due to the relationship becoming strained and us not being as close as we once were. So I gave her the address. She comes over to see me, and guess who is riding shotgun? None other than her bestie, Sasha. And I'm irritated by the fact that she brought her there. And I'm thinking, why is she bringing this bitch with her? You already know the situation. Stop playing the dumb role like you don't know what it is. And I know she not a mind reader, but girl, you know what it is. And you notice, have you not noticed yet that this or she is the reason why I have backed away from you? Now, with all that, my baby's father also didn't know where I was currently living. After what had happened at his mother's house and I left, I can't even make this up. My best friend and Sasha comes over there. And then after they leave, I mean, literal seconds after they left, it's like my son's father was sitting around the corner. He shows up with the police. Yeah, he showed up with the police literal seconds after. It's like he was around the corner, like they had told him where I was. And it's like he was sitting around the corner. And as soon as they pulled off and turned the corner, here he came with the cops trying to enforce visitation rights, waving around a visitation court order paperwork, which he clearly hadn't read, because after the police read over it, they told him to leave because it wasn't his time to have my son. Now, that right there was the final blow to our friendship, because I know either my best friend, if you can call her that at this point, or her girl, Sasha, told him where me and my son was living, because he did not know where we was. He did not know where to find us. And as soon as they came over there, he comes showing up. They know my baby father, too. So, no, that didn't work for me. So I don't know if it was my best friend and Sasha that told him, or it was either one of them, or it was either both of them. And after he showed up literal seconds after they left, which means they were sticking their noses where they didn't belong in my business. And once again, no matter the situation, whether or not I was wrong for not letting him see his son or whatever, yes, I know I was wrong for that. But no matter the situation, you supposed to be my best friend. And again, you don't have my back and you're looking like an op at this point. Sasha was always my op. She fucked him. She messed with him. And she had it out for me from the jump. The friendship wasn't friendshipping. Because at this point, it was real oppy. After this, I shut down all communication with my best friend. The relationship was strained more than ever. I didn't know what to think. Was it her and Sasha who told him where to find me? Because it was painfully obvious that that's what the case was. I then completely backed away from the friendship. I felt so betrayed. I would have expected something like that from Sasha, but not from my best friend. Air quote, best friend. So now, are you a friend or op? Who do you think told my baby daddy where I lived? Do you think it was my best friend, unquote, or do you think it was Sasha? All right, story seekers, that is all for this story time. I am out of here. Make sure you follow me on all socials at Nisha's Open Diary and my website at nishasopendiary.podbean.com. And until next time, I will meet you where the pen meets the diary. All right, story seekers, that does it for this story time. I'm out of here. Until next time, make sure you tap in, follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Nisha's Open Diary, and I will meet you where the pen meets the diary.